Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
It's Merriam-Webster's Word of the Day for August 26th. Today's word is puissant, also pronounced puissant, and spelled P-U-I-S-S-A-N-T. Puissant is an adjective that means of great force or vigor, a synonym of the words strong or powerful. Here's the word used in a sentence. The article was written by one of the nation's most respected and puissant advocates for the rights of minorities. The word puissant has some powerful ties to some more commonplace English words, although puissant has a considerably fancier feel than the words power and potent. All three words share the same Latin ancestor, posse, a verb meaning to be able. The English word posse, P-O-S-S-E, spelled like the Latin word, meaning a group of people sharing some common interest, is also related to the Latin verb, but came into the language via the medieval Latin phrase posse comitatus, literally power of the county. Potent came from potent potens, a present participle of posse. Power came to us by way of the Anglo-French word poer, which itself comes from a vulgar Latin alteration of posse. From poer also came the Anglo-French adjective puissant, meaning able or powerful, and English speakers borrowed that to form puissant in the 15th century. With your Word of the Day, I'm Peter Sokolowski.
Visit Merriam-Webster.com today for definitions, wordplay, and trending word lookups.